Now, despite overseeing record losses and the loss of a major sponsor, Cricket South Africa board members say that they will not resign from their positions in a week where a major sponsor and members from within their organization called for a change of leadership. Cricket SA President Chris Nenzani says they have been given a vote of confidence to continue in their role. Now, it's been a very stormy week for Cricket South Africa, with Sandbank pulling out as sponsor after Moreau admitted that, withdrawing the accreditation of journalists critical of the governing body. I know that Neil Manthorpe was one of the people who suffered in this. And in the interim, they have appointed Dr. Jacques Fall, as the acting chief executive after Thabang Moreau's suspension on Friday for misconduct. Bongani Bingwa had a bit of a chat this morning to Dr. Jacques Fall.
We are confident that we will come to some agreement with Graham. We'll appoint selectors and make sure that the coaching staff is in place. It's not ideal because England's almost arriving. So it's not ideal. I'm confident that we will be able to do that. I think the challenges are a little bit different to 2011, where we had Nicholson, which gave us a clear pathway. But, we're definitely confident that starting, we're going to try and put as many things as we can in place.
Here's the problem. You need the fans. You need the trust of the South African public. Without them, you won't see crowds at the games. There'll be no viewership on television. That means no sponsors, very little media. How are you going to do that in the interim, building that public trust?
Yeah, I think the appointment of Graham is very, very important. And for me, there's four health checks when it comes to Cricket South Africa. And it was similar in 2011. The first one is your financial capacity. The second one is stability. The third one is a very good pipeline. And the fourth one is a competitive pro-tier team. And you literally got to work on all of that. Now, stability also refers to the board. And sometimes on an operational level, you cannot influence this. But definitely in terms of making the pipeline functional, giving the Proteas the best chance on the field to be competitive. And then again, sitting down with sponsors and financial and resource management is something that's quite an operational function, and that will be what I will focus on. For me, that's the four health checks. I think the difference was as well in 2011 that we had a very, very good team. But the operations will have to go on, and that's where I see my role.
Yeah.
It is more difficult.
That's Dr. Jacques Fall chatting this morning to Bongani Bingwa on 702, and you can check out that podcast on the 702 website. But we've got SA correspondent at ESPN Crick Info this morning, Firdaus Munda, to give us a bit of an insight as to Cricket SA, who is at the moment in a bit of a meltdown. Firdaus, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, we know that they've made this particular appointment, which is Jacques Fall, as the acting chief executive officer, after Thabang Moreau's suspension on Friday last week. But apparently they're in talks with Graham South Africa, Graham Smith, actually, to sort of appoint him as the director of Cricket SA. What is that particular role? Because it's a new role that they've just developed.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it's an overarching role, and I think it's worth remembering that this is a role South African cricket didn't have before. So the obsession that we've got with appointing a director of cricket is maybe something that's come up in recent months. Really, what's a little bit more important is that we have a coaching staff in place for the national team. So Enoch Nkwe looks set to continue as the team director, or I mean, in lay language, as the head coach. But it would be very interesting to see who is appointed to as his support staff. And just this morning, we've had reports that Gary Kirsten has been approached as a mentor to Enoch. At the same time, the director of cricket role is pretty important because it will really be the person who develops the strategy, as I understand it, for South African cricket overall. So that's the men's team through to the pipeline development, age group, women's team, looking at what's happening with the domestic setup. It's a very important job, but it's worth remembering that this is not something that we've had before. And I think the person who takes the job needs to have an excellent knowledge of the way that South African cricket works and develops, and a really good idea of what needs to happen to ensure that we're creating a strong national team, whether that's the men's team, the women's team, or age group teams.
Mm. The big blow for CSA, obviously, is the withdrawing of Sandbank of their sponsorship. Are they looking at other sponsors at the moment?
Yes, I mean, Jacques Fall has indicated that he will be contacting sponsors. It's also worth remembering Sandbank will not be renewing at the end of April next year. So there's still 5 months for a lot to happen. And Standard Bank have been part of cricket before. They've walked away and then they've come back. So I think there's every reason to believe that if the House does start to find some sort of order, it may be possible for Standard Bank to be convinced otherwise. At the same time, I think Cricket South Africa really have to go out there and try to court other sponsors. They were in a very similar position in 2012, 2011, when the bonus scandal happened, and they ended up getting people like Sunfoil on board. So it's about local companies, companies that are willing to take a chance on a brand whose reputation is really, really damaged at the moment. So, yeah, that will be where they need to start, and they need to move quite quickly.
Chatting to Firdaus Munda, South African correspondent, and at ESPN at Cricket Info. Firdaus, the situation with, the head of the body, which is this particular structure that we're talking about now in Cricket SA, how does this affect the players? Because I think, you know, with the last couple of matches in the last season, people have been saying that the guy's heart is not there. You can see that they're not this thing. And a lot of it's actually been blamed on the structures above.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, actually, I saw Faf du Plessis yesterday at the Paul Rocks match in the Super League and tried to ask a couple of questions about exactly this thing. He was pretty strident in saying that he would like the focus to now shift to cricket and to the national team and use the word, you know, we'd like to move past this crap that's been going on. So I think there's irritation, and I wouldn't blame them for being irritated that the structures which are supposed to be providing secure employment for them are not doing that at the moment. But I think, as much as players maybe will say that they don't get affected or any of these kinds of things, this has definitely been a big, big, big issue, and particularly the financial side of it. Because really, we've got reports that Cricket South Africa could lose their own projection, 654 million over the next four-year cycle. Other predictions put that figure close to R1 billion. That's a lot of money. And if your employment is insecure, that would certainly be a cause for concern. So I think a lot of players, whether they're older players, kind of looking at, you know, what to do next in their careers and maybe thinking of the way out, or whether it's younger players who are really trying to carve a career and wondering if they should actually be going and doing something else. It's a really big concern that financially Cricket South Africa has been so unstable. And I think, yes, that does obviously show on the field. At the same time, they don't even know who their coach is going to be. So that's pretty worrying too.
Thanks very much, Firdaus Munda, South African correspondent at ESPN at Cricket Info. And that's the insights for us into Cricket South Africa, who's currently in a meltdown, and I think just restructuring everything going ahead.